e-scooters. They're now the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children at Temple Street Hospital. And that's despite the fact under-16s aren't allowed to use them on public roads. The College of Physicians is concerned and it's written a report on this. It's calling on government to tighten and enforce the rules on e-scooters. Well, the report's author, Dr. Erwin Gill, is with us now. Dr. Gill, your research, what are the main findings?
Well, as you say, e-scooters are now the leading cause of traumatic brain injury in children admitted to the National Neurosurgical Centre at Temple Street prior to May 2024, when which is the point when legislation came into effect. We had seen one child admitted with a traumatic brain injury, and in the 18 months since, we've seen 25 and counting coming in with serious injuries. And many of the families of these children have told us that they were not aware of the existence of a legal age limit. So what we're calling for is for parents to be aware that it is illegal for children under 16 to use an e-scooter on a public road. We're calling for enforcement of the existing rules as they are, which seem to be, they exist in principle, but they're not keeping children safe in practice. And we're also calling on government to consider whether or not the rules we currently have are sufficient and need to be reconsidered.
Well, let's talk about these 26 children. Were they riding the scooters or were they hit by them?
All of them were riding the scooters. And generally speaking, were riding them and fell off without there being any other vehicles involved. So children are losing control, hitting curbs or potholes or just falling off, going at speed and sustaining serious injuries as a result.
And were helmets worn?
Only by one of the children who we've seen so far. So generally speaking, the kids are not wearing helmets. And it's important to say that helmets would help and would have prevented some of these injuries, as they would for any injury from a bicycle or a motorbike. But they would not have prevented all of these injuries. And better helmet wearing isn't the only, it wouldn't completely fix this problem.
We're talking about traumatic brain injuries, but injuries from e-scooters require similar treatment to car accidents. What kind of injuries are you seeing overall?
In my capacity working within the rehabilitation service, we're looking at the traumatic brain injury side of things. And what we're seeing, like most of the children who were admitted have fractured skulls. Most have bleeding inside their skull, so bleeding either in or around the brain or bruising to the brain. I am separately aware that my colleagues in the emergency department have seen a massive increase in children being brought to the emergency department with e-scooter injuries. We're on track for approximately 400 attendances across CHI emergency departments this year. That's more than one every day, and that includes broken bones of other sorts, lacerations and other serious injuries. The ones who were admitted to hospital with traumatic brain injuries are spending almost 19 days in hospital. So these are not injuries that children are just bouncing straight back from and leaving quickly. They're serious injuries requiring an awful lot of healthcare.
Well, they certainly sound like horrific injuries, fractured skulls, brain swelling. What are the lifelong impacts of those injuries on these children?
Yeah, the worrying part is that really does remain to be seen. But what we know about traumatic brain injury generally is that the long-term risk is of difficulties with sometimes subtle things that are difficult to see relating to learning, behaviour, cognition, memory, personality, things that can sometimes play out long after the children have left hospital. And we've, I suppose, quite sadly recently started to see that the children who were admitted to Temple Street earlier this year, they're coming back to outpatient clinics for follow-up, having made, thankfully, very good physical recovery. So you might not notice if you had a child like this as a teacher in your classroom or if you pass them on the street, they would look essentially as they did before, which is super. But the worry is that the more subtle things relating to how well they learn, manage their emotions, can sometimes play out over a much longer period of time and can be harder to spot. And we're starting to see children come back to clinic where their parents and teachers are saying, you know, he's really struggling to stay awake through school, or is having desperate headaches later in the day, or is kind of getting angry and snapping at things that wouldn't have done before. And those are all well acknowledged consequences of traumatic brain injury that can play out over time. Because this is such a recent problem with such a worrying, alarming rate of increase, how many children we're seeing, time will tell how much of a problem this is going to cause. But we're very, very concerned, which is the reason why the RCPI has published this position paper and put out the call.
Dr. Erwin Gill from the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland, thanks for talking to us this morning. It's now 7:51.